All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It's just me today. My schedule's been so fucking busy, and I couldn't hook up with Julio. But he left a couple voicemails, and Carl left a voicemail, a couple of voicemails, and I got one from a listener too, so I'm gonna play that. Only because like Julio and Carl's doesn't really count because they're part of the show. Yeah, man. So it's Friday, May 17th, 2024, 5:24 p.m. The sun's shining outside. And I half-assed was about ready to record in the driveway on my phone. As a matter of fact, I downloaded an app on my phone to do the podcast outside. Because you know I like sitting outside and drinking beer. But, all right, so I live on a roundabout, right? Not only do I live on a roundabout, but there's a park at the one end of it. So, like, everybody brings their kids here. People walk their dogs around it. And there's this little fucking ankle biter across the street. Every time somebody comes down the street, the motherfucker starts going off. And I'm just like, God damn it. This is not going to fucking work. I mean, it's bad enough the birds were chirping and people with loud-ass mufflers and shit drive by. But that fucking ankle biter was the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm like, fuck this. Like, my dog will not make a fucking sound. And it's weird because it's like the resurrection of my old dog. Because my old pit bull would not fucking make a sound at all. In fact, they both get in trouble when they do, unless it's something important, you know what I mean? I'll beat their ass. But I don't really know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. So my brother-in-law was in town. He's in town right now, so we all went out to eat last night. We went to BJ's. That was pretty good food. We had drinks and shit. BJ's, which is kind of a strange name for a restaurant, if you ask me. It kind of like, it's like something that belongs in the Urban Dictionary or something. I don't know. It was a good time. All right, so he's in town. I don't know if he's in town specifically for my daughter's graduation, but she's graduating Saturday, and that starts at like 7, but my wife wants to get there super early so we can get a good seat. You know how women are. So that's basically right after I get off of work. So I'm like, only fucking day I can record is Friday, and Julio couldn't do it. So, I've been fucking stressed out. I'm not going to lie. And when I get stressed out, I sleepwalk. All right? And the reason I know that is because the job, before I started building Jeeps, the job I had was at a stamping plant. All right? And this stamping plant had too many dies to fit in the building. So they would rotate in and out. They had a dye yard outside, and they would keep a lot of the dyes inside. So the dye yard outside, there was this big-ass Manawak mobile crane. And we had a rig, you know, like an 18-wheeler. And I would use this mobile crane to pick the dyes up, load it on the back of the rig, drive the rig inside, You know, then they would get cleaned and the tool and die guys would fix them or whatever needed fixed and all that shit. And I was actually driving that rig on that property because it was private property. So I didn't have to have a CDL. Not only was I driving a rig without a CDL, but I was never trained to be a mobile crane operator. All right. This thing was a piece of shit. It was like a 1971 or 75 or something like that, but it was just a piece of shit. All right. So I had to have a helper that would hook the chains up to the die, you know, down there. And I tried to stay positive and shit, but I was stressed the fuck out. I thought I was going to fucking drop something on one of these guys and fucking kill him. And so there would be so many nights my wife would be like, all right, where's my husband? She would get up and I'd be walking around in the hallway. And she'd be like, what are you doing? I'm like, looking for the crane. She'd be like, honey, come to bed. You're sleepwalking, right? And it happened so many times where she would just get up and yell at me like, you're sleepwalking, go to bed. You know, I'd get up and walk around the hallways and shit because I was stressed out. I thought I was going to kill these motherfuckers. So, like I said, I've been pretty stressed out lately because with this busy schedule and I couldn't find time to do the podcast and stuff. And that's the other thing. Like, if I miss a podcast, I'm really like, how do you say? All right. So like when it comes, you know, I get up and I work out every morning at 3:45, which I didn't do this morning. I'll get up and work out every day at 3:45. And if I miss a day, so maybe the next morning when I wake up, I'll wake up and everybody's always tired when they wake up. You got to drive through that shit, right? I wake up and I'll be thinking to myself like, well, fuck, I didn't work out yesterday either, so I might as well just wait till Monday. You know what I'm saying? And then that turns into, okay, well, I didn't work out since, one other day, so I just wait till next Monday. And then I just keep procrastinating. So that's how I feel about this podcast. Like, I'm afraid, like, if I don't get one in that I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to fuck up my schedule. So this morning when I woke up, I don't know exactly what time it was. Woke up in the middle of the night. All right, so when I come in here to do a podcast, typically I'll grab like 3 beers because I don't want to keep hitting pause. You know what I'm saying? And I'll grab like 3 beers. And yeah, we still hit pause where we got to go get more beers, but I'll grab like 2 or 3 at a time. So I woke up this morning at God knows what time. And I don't know if I had a dream or if I was stressed out or what the fuck. But I woke up and I grabbed 3 beers and I walked down here to my podcast table. And I don't know what the fuck I was doing. Hopefully I didn't put anything out. I haven't even checked yet because, like I said, I've been so fucking busy. I ain't got time to dick around with none of this shit. But anyway, around 1:30 in the morning, I just kind of woke up. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I looked at the clock. Oh, shit. It happened again. I'm fucking sleepwalking, right? The reason I don't know what time it started because I had like 2 empty beers sitting here. I don't know, man. I hope next week will be better. I mean, it's just with all the graduation and family from out of town, I'm sure it'll get better. And then we're going to be done with these 710 soon, you know, so It'll all be all right. Yeah, so I'm going to play one of these voice messages from Julio. He felt bad that he couldn't be here, but we got, you know, we all work for a living, man. And if he didn't work for a living, he wouldn't be on this show. You know what I'm saying? So respect. So can't always work out, man. We've been working our asses off. And we're still two of the hardest working motherfuckers in podcasts, even though we're doing it in the PM now. Even though General Lee puts one out every other day. What's up, General? He's a hard working motherfucker too. But all right, here's this voicemail from Julio.
What's up, Fox? What's up, listeners? This is Garlic Parm checking in. Have a quick quick topic here. You ever thought of the cost of a pineapple? Like $1.99 or like $2.99? Well, did you know that you can only get one pineapple per plant? And it takes about 18 months to grow that pineapple. So for 18 months, they manage the fields, they water it, they fertilize it, and then after 18 months, they bring in a crew that harvested, you know, machines and transportation, and then they put these pineapples on a ship that goes across, you know, the ocean back to the United States. And then they get distributed in semi-trucks driven by semi-drivers all around the country. And somehow, some way, it only costs $1.99 for a fucking pineapple. That kind of interesting? I don't know. Is money really real? Like, you go to the mall. You know, I like hats. I know you like hats. You ever walk about by that hat store and you see two employees there and it's empty? Could they really be selling that many hats that they can afford, like, premium real estate at the mall? You know, like that science store with little knickknacks for little Johnny, you know, to do science projects, or like a geode cut in half. Are they really selling that much product? I don't know, man. I think it's a deception. I think it's all fake. You know, like talking about living in a simulation that is manipulated. I think the pineapple might be an example of it. But just calling in, I'm sorry I wasn't on the show, but it's my little contribution. And to quote Carl, you never know what alcohol is going to tell you. Ciao.
Oh, got a little dig in on Carl. That's funny because I think Carl got one in on him too. But I will get into all that. Nah, yeah, but what you're saying, Julio, I get it, man. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You should have mentioned where they're grown at. I think maybe Hawaii or maybe Central America or some shit. Excuse me, I've been chugging beer since I got home. I'm stressed out, people. I was fucking sleepwalking, for Christ. All right, let's see here. I got a clip.
I love that the President of the United States walked out and just made up a story about how cannibals ate his uncle. But we just have to let that slide. He's old is not an acceptable answer. He's the fucking president. We can't go, oh, that's just old Paps. He's got dementia. He runs the free world. The guy once kind of shakes a curtain to introduce himself. My uncle's plane. He was in the Air Force. Before it was the Air Force. It was called Corps Force. And then there was bacon. He got caught in the engine and he fell into New Guinea. And a bunch of cannibals ate his face. And everybody said, what did he say? It's fine. It's not the dumbest thing he said today. And then half the country's like, I'm going to vote for that. And you go, why? And they're like, I don't know. I love-
That was pretty funny. Yeah. But now they're going to have a, there's going to be a debate. They're setting up the debates between Trump and Biden. There's going to be supposedly going to be two. One of them is going to be on CNN. And I find that hard to believe that Trump agreed to that, you know, because I don't know. They've seen their stock plummet since, ever since everybody's waking up to the bullshit, you know, and they see their stock plummet and they said, well, we're going to be more to the middle. But I mean, everybody's like, oh, this is going to be the most important election in our lifetime. And don't they say that about every election? You know, but we'll see what CNN's got in store for this, if it even happens. And like when Biden did the debate the first time, he was saying all kinds of stupid shit before that. And then they had him all cranked up on fucking meth or something, because just like Hitler was on meth and he would get up there and fucking everybody's fucking clapping and shit. That's the same thing with Biden. You know, he was on some shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Fucking cannibals. That guy. I don't know. All right. This is kind of weird to me. You guys have heard me ramble by myself. But now I got these voicemails, so I'm kind of fucking torn between what I'm doing here. So I guess I'll play another voicemail. I mean, I'm kind of obligated to get Julio's in here and Carl. And then there's a couple more that I want to play. So they're a little bit quieter, I think, which I'm not crazy about. And the one guy that called in, he left like three messages, but the first two were like 3 minutes, but they were like cutting in and out. So I'm just going to play his last one, and I'll apologize about that at the end, you know. But here's Julio's next one.
What's up? Hey, it's Julio again. Hey, so I was scrolling through Facebook, and this really grinded my gears. But you know what? Like, it's true. You know who hates America the most? Americans. Like, everybody gives a damn about what's going on in the Middle East. You know, this whole shit, you know. But nobody's talking about anything about home. You know, like people feel special about wearing a certain pin or a certain color flag or some other BS like that. But nobody cares about the vets. Nobody cares about, you know, the homeless. Nobody cares about, you know, families anymore. I don't know, man. I don't know. I see stuff like that on my friends' Facebooks and stuff, and it's like, how much of that is really true? I mean, you got to start loving your country first, you know, your motherland, and take care of the people there. I don't get why we're so invested as a country in other places. And then also ideology-wise, in these places. Ain't thinking about you. That's for sure. Ain't sending money over here. Ain't caring about the babies dying here. Ain't caring about the homeless dying. Why the fuck should we? I don't know. That's just my two cents, man. Bah.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I keep preaching that shit every week, like, you know, fuck Ukraine, fuck Russia, fuck Israel, Fuck Palestine. But I'm not talking about the people. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the fucking government. You know, this is like a spiritual warfare. And something is going on. It's greed. It's just dark, man. And it's like, there's a saying, it goes, I can't even remember the exact words, but don't talk shit about somebody's house until you clean your own house. So everybody should live by that here in the United States. If you ain't got everything, if everything here isn't tip top, taking care, like you said, the homeless, taking care of everything over here, then fuck everywhere else. That's not my fucking problem. I couldn't care less. I mean, I don't want to see nobody dying. But there's people dying here. And that should be our first concern. And when you bring that, Julio, when you bring that up about homeless vets, that reminds me of something. All right, so most of y'all listen know I've been deployed a few times. I seen some shit, and so like at my work, there's a program where they give everybody something for Veterans Day, and they try to make a big deal out of it, which I hate. I just want to be left alone. But man, there are people that I work with, and this is a good fucking job. We make good fucking money, right? There's people I work with now. One of these guys didn't even graduate from fucking boot camp. But he got out on some kind of medical discharge because, all right, between basic training, which is normally 8 weeks, I can't remember if I've talked about this on here. I probably have because it pisses me right the fuck off. All right, so basic training is 8 weeks. And then you got advanced individual training, which is AIT, which is your job training. And I was in the infantry. So there is your basic training is AIT. So boot camp for infantry is just another 5 weeks of the same shit. Just gets a little harder. You know, they pushed us a little harder, especially in the 10th Mountain Division because it was a cohort unit. And it's the most deployed unit in the military ever since it was reactivated, which was right when I went in there. So we were all fucking going through boot camp together. It's called a cohort unit. But anyway, this dude that I was talking about, he was in the Navy, which is queer. Sorry, Dad. And now we all the branches are allowed to fuck with each other. All right. It's just a little joking around. But he was in the Navy. All right. And then after your 8 weeks between basic and AIT, a lot of times they have what's called family day. So your family can come up and visit you. And then you go to, you know, you go stay with them for a night. And then you go back and finish your 5 weeks of AIT. To my understanding, this dude went out, him and whoever he was with, he went out and got fucking drunk, which I did too. I think most of us did. But then he didn't come back. So when they finally caught up with his ass, he tried to blame it on alcohol. And he said he had a drinking problem. He basically fucking played the system, and I mean, you're obviously not a fucking alcoholic because you just went 8 weeks without drinking. in boot camp. But he said he was an alcoholic or whatever. He was just too much of a pussy to go back and finish his AIT. All right, so they gave him a medical discharge for alcoholism. Now, if I was the fucking commanding officer, I would have kicked his ass back to the curb. So now he brags about how he goes out. He tells everybody he's a veteran. Brags about how he goes out and gets free meals on Veterans Day at, you know, Applebee's and all the bullshit that they offer free meals. And it pisses me right the fuck off. I'd like to give him an ass whooping, but I just ignore him and don't make eye contact. Because it's the best job I ever had, and I got a family to take care of, you know. But then there's another guy who pisses me off. But he has been deployed. He's not infantry, but he was like he was artillery, which they call the king of battle. And infantry is called the queen of battle, which is kind of ass backwards. But I get it. You can fuck more people up with artillery. But somebody's got to be up front, right? But anyway, like I said, this is a good fucking job. And we make a lot of money, or at least have the opportunity to make a lot of money. All right, well, this guy, he was already getting on my nerves, so I stopped talking to him. And then I heard him going around telling everybody, like, hey, I drove to such and such town because they're offering free Christmas trees for veterans. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, you fucking piece of shit, right? So... And we go down and sit at the break table. Hey, Fox. And I was already not talking to him. Me and him already explained to him that he was getting on my fucking nerves. And this was something else it was about. But anyway. Hey, Fox, you got your tree up yet? I said, why don't you mind your own fucking business? Because I knew what he's getting ready to say. And he's like, okay. But anyway... He's making all this money. He's got a good job. And the motherfucker drove like 40 minutes to get a free fucking Christmas tree. That's not what it was meant for. Like, this was a long fucking rant. But Julio brought up homeless veterans. That homeless veterans is what these free meals are for. It's what the free Christmas trees are for. I don't know what a homeless person would need a Christmas tree for. Maybe I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. All right? I'm just, that's just the way I am. I don't take kindly to handouts. And I don't expect other people to do that either. So, whatever, man. All right, I don't know. This is kind of a weird episode. But that's just the way I feel. So I hope everybody understands. And if you are a veteran and you got use of all your limbs and you're employed, just think twice about fucking... Then you can go back and start talking about all these corporations because they're fucking us over. You can go 100 different ways with it, but I just don't like handouts. But I got one more from Julio here. And, all right, I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Hey, it's Julio again. So remember how you said you like the the village people, and your dad pointed out that they were gay. But check this out. This is an interesting fact. The Navy reached out to the village people to use in the Navy in an advertising campaign for television and radio. They gave the right to the song for free on the condition that the Navy helped them shoot the music video. The Navy provided them with a warship, several aircraft, and plenty of sailors. But I saw that and it made me think of you, brother. Love you.
Okay. Yeah. No, I get it. There was a sailor in the Village People, that's why. I think. I can't remember all the fucking weird ass queer costumes. But I just got done saying that the Navy was gay. Sorry, Dad. That's twice. My dad doesn't listen to this. I told, because he, my dad is just like me. I mean, I'm just like him, I should say. I get it from him. I got anger, he's got anger issues, I got it. And he don't give a, he wasn't falling for the vaccine. I just get it from him, man. And, but he don't listen to this shit. I remember when I told him, I said, hey, man, I got a podcast. You should check it out. You probably like it. And he's just like, what's a podcast? I'm like, never mind, Dad. All right, I came across this weird-ass post. All right. It says, soup is witchcraft. We put plants, spices, and dead animals into a cauldron and follow instructions from a book written by old people. He's got a fucking point there. But I mean, everything's witchcraft. Even writing shit. That's why they call it, that's why they call it spelling. Because you're casting spells. All right. I got another clip here. It's about porn. And this is the passed away comedian Norm MacDonald. Rest in peace, Norm. But it's pretty damn funny.
I ordered Pulp Fiction, you know that movie?
Oh, sure.
It's a gritty urban satire, you know? It said that on the little thing. Right. I wouldn't have known. And so I said, yeah, I'll get Pulp Fiction. I heard great things about that. So I order it, right? Mm-hmm. And they send me a different movie, a movie called Pump Friction.
I never heard of that movie? No, what is...
Well, it's different than Pulp Fiction. Uh-huh. Pulp Fiction is a gritty urban satire. Uh-huh. Pump Friction is a bunch of dudes and ladies having dirty sex.
Whoa!
And you know.
So there's a mix-up, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't a bad movie, you know. Actually, with those dirty movies, I find like. They're good for about 15, 20 minutes. Uh-huh. I'm really interested.
Right.
And then there's one point that all of a sudden I'm bored. You know? I just lose interest completely. And I feel deeply ashamed. You know? I ordered Pulp.
Okay. I think we all know what he's talking about. He was jerking off, people. No, that was a. You know, these comedians are. Most of them are conservative. Because they're really intelligent. And I mean, there's very few. You know, Rogan tries to play it close to the chest, but he started all this shit. You know, he brings on all these. I don't know. That some of the type of shit we talk about on this show, he was the one that started that, you know. And, you know, you got Bill Burr. I always talk about him, and I think he just kind of plays it off because he's trying to get movie roles and shit. There's very few comedians that are lefties. And then you got somebody like Kathy Griffin. Is she even a comedian? That dingy bitch. And it's like most of them are conservative because they're intelligent. And that goes along with the UFC. I mean, I've been playing clips from, what's his name, Dana White. I don't know. You know, you can't really be a UFC fighter and be soft. And I hate to say that leftists are soft, but they are. Right? Because adversity is a teacher. Adversity is the best teacher. Right? And I'll give you an example. All right, so when my unit, so there's a, in the military, or the in the Army infantry, and I've talked about this before, and I'm sorry if I'm, you know, we got a lot of new listeners lately. But I mean, if you've already heard this, I apologize, but it's not going to, I'm not going to be explaining it the exactly same every time, but we got so many fucking episodes, I'm going to be repeating shit no matter how you look at it. All right, so JRTC is down in Fort Polk, Louisiana. And it's simulated warfare. And I don't know if it's the same now, but back when we went through it, it was they got what's called Miles gear. So everybody wears harnesses on their chest, and you zero in your weapons to activate a laser every time you fire off a blank, right? And so if you got it aimed right, that blank is going to take out whoever you're shooting at or whatever you're shooting at. All right, so the people that work at JRTC are stationed there. They basically live there, so they know the land like the back of their fucking hand. So, you know, people, you know, units that come in. By the way, JRTC is a template for DRF-1. Which is Deployment Readiness Force, which basically means you're the next unit that's fucking going if anything hits the fan, right? So, motherfuckers were getting dropped left and right. I mean, I was only like, I think I might have been a PFC or a specialist at that time, and I was the fucking platoon leader, which is an officer by the time it was over with, which that's a lot of fucking people that got killed. But anyway, there's a 2-week window. They call it the box. You go in the box, right? Okay, so the trucks and the helicopters, like I said, these, They call them Op 4, the people that are stationed here at Fort Polk. They call them Op 4. It stands for opposing force. So they know this fucking land so well that's why they're fucking everybody up so well, right? They're taking out all the trucks and helicopters that got our food and water. And people, I swear to God, people claim that you can only live without water for 3 days. That's bullshit. I don't know who came up with that. That Rockefeller medical industrial complex bullshit. But I went more than 3 days without water, and I'm still fucking here. But what I'm getting at is, we had no food, no water. Every time somebody would go down, we would take their canteens and share it. You know, we had very little fucking water for a week and a half. Maybe a week. I mean, that was a long time ago. I'm trying to remember. I'll guarantee we went a week without fucking very little water and absolutely zero food. And when I finally I never got hit. I'm not going to lie. There were people that were trying to get hit on purpose because they were hungry and thirsty and just tired of the bullshit because it wasn't real warfare anyway. But I ain't like that. I made the whole fucking whole 2 week window. And that's why I believe in intermittent fasting, because when you go through shit like that, it teaches you something. Like, you don't need to eat. They fucking got this country. It's like They Live with Roddy Piper. Puts a glass on it, just says consume, obey. That's what it's about, man. They just want to boost the economy. It's not only the United States, it's the entire West. And some of the other countries I've been to, they don't eat like the way we eat. And that's why they're not dying like we're dying. There's so much poison and shit in our food, it's fucking ridiculous. These fucking seed oils and fucking all the shit that Monsanto's spraying on the crops and all that shit. And then they lose court cases. And then they just fucking change the name of the company and keep doing the same shit. The politicians don't care about any of us. You better get that shit straight right now. But that's why I believe fasting and sunshine is the two best things for your health. And I know I say that shit like every week. But I mean, that's the reason I feel that way. I don't know if I've ever explained it in that way. But like, the longer you go without putting all this poison in your body, I mean, God made our bodies to purge all that bullshit out. And so I eat from 4:30 p.m. to maybe 8:30 p.m., except for if I got a day off. I'll eat like a pig, like the rest of everybody in this country. But if you got 20 hours a day for your body to try to purge that shit out, that's better than a lot of people are doing. And it's not for everybody, but that's just one of my suggestions to you guys. All right. All right. I'll shut up now. I'm ranting about fasting and JRTC and all that shit. But like I said, man, adversity is a teacher. So some of these lefties that have never been challenged in their life, they sit around eating and feeding their fat ass face and playing video games, and now they want to fucking stand up for Israel or Palestine or whatever. It's like, shut the fuck up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You have no idea about half of the shit you're talking about. You ain't ever been over there. All right. I sound really angry this episode. My apologies. I'm going to shut the fuck up. All right, now, here's Carl.
This week in Carl's Guide to History, we'll be discussing the May Offensive. Phase 2 of the Tet Offensive of 1968, also known as the May Offensive, Little Tet, and Mini Tet, was launched by the People's Army of Vietnam and the Viet Cong, having targets throughout South Vietnam, including Saigon, from 29 April to 30 May 1968. The May Offensive was considered much bloodier than the initial phase of the Tet Offensive. U.S. casualties across South Vietnam were 2,169 killed for the entire month of May, making it the deadliest month of the entire Vietnam War for U.S. forces. while South Vietnamese lost in the 2054 kill. The People's Army of Vietnam and the Viet Cong lost and exceeded 24,000 killed and over 2,000 captured in the month of May. The May offensive was a costly defeat for the Viet Cong and the People's Army of Vietnam. I'm curious what issues Julio has with the day.
I'm curious what issues Julio has with the gays or Jays. Carl, don't tell me you're afraid to say the word Jew. I'm not exactly sure what this is about. I just got done ranting about it, though. I don't give a fuck. I mean, yeah, there are Jews in America. I might be part Jew. How can you be part Jew, though? Because it's a fucking religion. And Israel, the country they call Israel, was just placed by the United Nations in 1945. This whole thing is fucking a crack of shit. But Trump says a lot of good shit. I'm not convinced. I mean, I definitely rather see Trump in than Joe Biden. But I mean, didn't Trump befriend everyone? Motherfucker went to the North Korea and met up with the little rocket man. He went and met with Putin. And there was peace in the Middle East when he was president. So, I mean, really, there's no need to pick a side. But, no, I don't give a shit if somebody's Jewish or not. But, I mean, I got a lot of issues with the Catholics, to be honest. But I've talked about that before, and Julio's Catholic. But, you know, the Vatican is my main issue that I have concerning religion. But you know what? We're going to let Julio answer that question next week. And I don't know how long these 7-10s is going to last, you know, but it's not going to last much longer. But I can't guarantee that. I have no control over it. So we'll see what happens. All right. Thanks, Carl. And thanks, Julio. Let's see here. All right. Now, this other dude, he left like three messages. The first two were like 3 minutes each because once you hit 3 minutes. Now, wait a minute. First one was 3 minutes. Second one was a minute and 23. See, the issue is that it was cutting in and out. And the second one, I would have to play to finish the first one. I appreciate it. Hey, Southern Center, I appreciate it. Next time, try to keep it like in one message. It's not really necessary, but I'm going to play your last one here, all right? It's kind of funny. I like it anyway.
Southern Center, I know I left two messages already. I forgot to include this. You guys might get a kick out of this. I started my own little drinking game watching or listening to your podcast. The rules are pretty simple. It's every time Box says, "This might be a short one. I got to finish a beer." I played it the other night, and it's pretty safe to say that I almost overslept for work and woke up with piss in my pants. If that says anything about how drunk I was, keep on keeping on. Southern Center out, baby.
All right. Thanks, Southern Center. Yeah. I appreciate that you pissed your pants. You should be commended for that. Not everybody can get that drunk. I've done it. All right. I think I've covered everything. Oh, now there was one other thing. Oh, my bad. I just fucking hit the goddamn mic. All right. I got a new thing here that I want to, if you guys want to leave voice messages about this. What actor played the best retard in a movie? I'm not going to give any examples. We all know. And when I say retard, it could be anything from, you know, like Sean Penn to, he was most retarded. So anything on down from that, really. And even if it was just a character that was stupid, that works too. We can all laugh about it. All right, so leave me a voicemail about what actor played the best retard in a movie. All right, now I'm hoping I ain't forgetting nothing. But, so if you got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, hit us up at conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Hit me up at conspiracysoldiers on Instagram. And fuck, I was going to do a video today for TikTok, but I forgot. Because I was sitting out in the driveway thinking about recording and then dog started barking. Pissed me right the fuck off. And so maybe next week, but I'm going to make some shorts for TikTok, you know. So follow us on TikTok on Conspiracy Soldiers. That'll probably be up next week. And then, of course, we're on YouTube, even though they suck cock. We got them little, you know, them auto-generated videos with just the picture that I put for the thumbnail or whatever. Fuck YouTube. And, voicemail. Leave us a voicemail. Who played the best retard? Or just any other thought you might have. 31 Flu Frog 6. That's flu, F-L-U, as in the Wuhan flu. 31 Flu Frog 6. All right. I think I covered everything. I'm going to go sit outside and drink beer. Like I wanted to, like an hour and a half or an hour ago. Again, I don't know how long this one's going to be. I wasn't paying attention. So, Southern Center, you can take another drink. Let's see if you can piss your pants again. all right, that's it. I thank you all for listening. Thanks for the voicemails and all that shit. If you like the show, give us a good review. Subscribe, like, follow, all that bullshit. And tell your friends is the most important part. You know, fuck social media and the internet and all that bullshit. But we're part of it now, so, I mean, you gotta include that. Alright? So. Alright, we'll see you next week. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.